got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the... That's for me? Yeah, what am I doing with this?
I got a call.
Oh. Is it, I'm supposed to put it here?
No. Just clean your hands because I touched the mic right there.
Oh. Like that?
All
right. Like that?
What the?
Explain to the podcast.
Billy told me to wash my hands.
Hey, drink water.
My engineer told me that because he said he has a cold, and so he touched the mic, and then he spared his germ to me. So he wanted me to wash my hand. All right. That's what I'm doing. Thank you, Bill. Is that good? All right.
Amazing.
Let's leave it here? Okay. Okay. I forgot what I was saying. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. It's Wednesday again. What the? It's Wednesday. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour today. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Isn't that amazing? In the third hour, every Wednesday, third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question, and it's a doozy, the biblical question, who's dumber, men or women? Who's dumber, men of women? This is like a doozy biblical question. And the responses from around the world have been amazing. And I am a little surprised that a lot of women are saying women are dumber. Women are dumber. A lot of women are saying men are dumber, and women and men are saying women, and men are saying men. So nobody knows, it seems. Or do they? Maybe they do know. Anyway, if we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. Isn't that amazing? And if you're busy right now, and some, a lot of you are, because we're heard around the world, so different time zones, and you're working out, whatever you might be doing, you still could be listening to the show live anywhere in the world. You can podcast as well. But you could be listening live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. That's amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. All right. So it's Wednesday. As I said, there's one line open. Somebody want to take it. I want to mention this. This is so important. This is, like, really important. And you can donate and have your comments read out loud by going to JLP, Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? So some of you are aware, and some are not. Some of you are aware, and some are not. Yeah, I mentioned manhood hour already, Joe. Thank you. Joe Biden's boy was convicted. You know, they were holding this trial for him or against him. I don't know if it's for him or against him, but they were holding a trial, and I believe here in California somewhere. And he was found guilty on 3 felonies. Fox is reporting that President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is convicted of all 3 felonies in federal gun trial. Watch this soundbite.
Hunter Biden leaving the courthouse hand in hand with his wife Melissa and the First Lady of the United States after becoming the first son of a president to be convicted of a felony.
In the end, justice was done here.
The verdict came quick, with the 12-member panel deliberating for a total of 3 hours. Prosecutor Leo Weiss said in his summation that text messages, bank records, and, quote, personal, ugly, and overwhelming testimony prove Hunter was a drug user when he bought a gun in 2018. But defense attorneys argued there's no way to prove the president's son was actually using drugs during the 11 days he had the gun. The defense tried to sow a seed of doubt in the jury's mind, playing not only to the hometown crowd, but also to the jury's emotions, hoping to tap into their personal experiences with addiction and possibly create sympathy for Hunter. But in the end, it didn't work.
Hunter Biden now faces up to 25 years in prison, but as a first-time offender, it's unlikely that he'll serve any serious jail time.
Oh, the courthouse is in Wilmington, Delaware. That's according to CNN. I thought it was in California. I think he does have a trial coming in California. I may be wrong, but I think so. Anyway, so they say he's guilty. And then according to ABC, special counsel David Weiss says no one in this country is above the law. Where have you heard that before? No one in the country is above the law after Hunter Biden is convicted in gun charge, in gun case. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday after this verdict came out. And he said to me, this is a setup. This is to go after Trump. And then I'm like, wow, I hadn't thought about that, but you're absolutely right. I personally believe, I don't have proof yet. I don't have proof yet. But I believe this is a whole setup in order to go after Trump. Especially after the man said, according to ABC, Special Counsel David Weiss said, no one is above in this country is above the law. And you notice how quickly they took Biden, this boy to court, and Hunter Biden to court, and they found him guilty. And then prior to that, there was an interview where Biden was asked, us, are you going to accept whatever the outcome is, and will you pardon him, the Biden boy? And Joe Biden said, yes. When they asked, will you accept it? Joe Biden said, yes. Will you pardon him? He said, no. I don't believe this. The Democrats have been, for the last 3, almost 4 years now, deceiving us, leaving us out to dry. Not protecting the borders, crime out of control, and then lying on Trump and the Republicans for it. everything. They've never done anything that's honesty. Why would we think that this is an honest reaction? They are up to something. I don't know what, because elections are here, near, and a whole lot of folk appear to be supporting the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. The Great White Hope, Donald Trump. The Democrat is a dishonest party. There's nothing honest about the Democratic Party at all. Zero. Zero. How come all of a sudden they're going to be honest? They desperately want to keep the White House, that's for sure. And they can't run on the economy, it's screwed up. They can't run on the border, it's screwed up. They can't run on the races, everybody hate one another now. They can't run on other people in the world respect us now. Nobody respect America. Crime, everything. So they're just doing whatever they can to stay in the White House. So I don't believe, me, Jesse Peterson, don't believe that Biden, if Biden lose, either way, he's not going to leave. He's going to pardon this boy, I believe, one way or another, whether he stay or he get fired. Because you can pardon people before you leave the White House, you know. This is another going after. So now they're going to be saying, well, you see, they took Hunter Biden to jail, to trial, and they found him guilty, and they stayed with it. Why should they do it to Trump? Hunter Biden is not the president, never has been the president. That's another difference. But why's the setup fall in place? I believe it's a setup. I don't see the proof yet, except for this seems like it's proof. Because everybody kind of relaxed with it. And then the liberal press all sad about Biden. Boy, they all hurt. At least they're pretending they're hurt. But they're joyful about Donald Trump, right, being so-called found guilty. They're happy about that, but not about Joe Biden's boy, Hunter. Isn't that amazing? And we all know now. And the ones that don't know, don't want to know. The law is not fair in America anymore. It's not fair at all. Zero. It's not fair. It's not fair at all. America is gone. Everything is upside down. Everything is. So watch for the setup. This is not real. Everybody all calm and cool and collective. And then Hunter Biden family, his stepmama, everybody showing up in court, looking like right on, seemed to be sitting on the front row, looking like, we are here. You better be trying to pay attention and do what we want you to do. Don't think that this is fair. The Democrats have never done anything right or fair. They love power. I saw them in this fake Juneteenth thing, which is fake, by the way. One or two blacks found out after the slave thing ended. They found out years later that the slave people was free. And they're like, ain't nobody told us. And they're like, oh, okay, let's make a holiday, a national holiday. And now they're trying to celebrate and pretend that it's a real national holiday. What a mess. CNN headlines this morning. Hunter Biden's verdict shatters Trump's persecution narrative. Hunter Biden guilty verdict should bolster faith in the legal system, but Trump supporters spun up new falsehoods. Amazing, huh? They ain't gonna make us believe that. Oh, Hunter Biden verdict shadows Trump persecution. See how they tried to see that? Look, they're already doing that. This is about going after Trump. They got Joe Biden's boy, Hunter Biden, covered. Don't worry. He ain't nothing gonna happen with him. And he's all cool and collected about it too, because he knows some type of plan has been put out there and that he's not gonna have to do it and suffer. This is about going after Trump, folks. Watch it, you see. And this headline from CNN that we just showed you is illustrating the setup. They hate the Great White Hope because he don't play. And he's white and he's in the way. Isn't that amazing? Absolutely amazing. So don't fall for this. Just reflect. And you're going to realize the Democrats have not done it, and the liberal media have not done anything good for America in the last 3 years, almost 4 years. Nothing good. Why all of a sudden they're going to rush this boy to court and have a rush trial and say, oh, he's guilty. Now Trump need to be quiet. That's amazing to me. So just reflect. Calm down, stay still, and watch. Be still and know. And they are accustomed to the American people not paying attention. They are accustomed to you not paying attention. And so they're thinking you're not going to really pay attention to what they're doing now. All they have to do is tell you sweet things, and they got you, they think. Hopefully this is different, that you are waking up. But there's more to this than meet the eye. And don't let them tell you, oh, it was justice. No, it wasn't. It was not. What a mess. This is a setup. It's for Trump, the Great White Hope. Sacrifice Hunter Biden temporarily. And Joe Biden all coming home from overseas. And they say he got to go back. He come home when the verdict was announced, I guess yesterday, just to show support. And he said, oh, he got to go back over there. He ain't going to feel like all that. What the? It's a role that they're playing. And it's a desperate role. It's desperate. So be aware of this, folks, all right? Don't get excited. Don't say, yeah, they found Hunter guilty, so Trump must have to appear. It's not even the same thing. They never really... There's no real proof that Trump even done anything wrong. And plus, I'm sick of the Republicans wasting all our money and time acting like they're doing something serious by going after this boy Hunter and his father. Why not go after shutting the border down? Why not go after bringing the police back? why not go after lowering taxes, making the economy work? That's what we need. And then they go up, march out in the news, in the media, in the press. Oh, we're going after Hunter Biden. We got him. Now we're going to go after Joe Biden. And then we're going to go after the FBI and all that. What about the real problems? Going after Joe Biden ain't going to put a wall up. The Republican Party doing nothing. That's why we need Trump back. We need Trump because no other representative is going to do anything at this point. They don't have the know-how. And if we can't get Trump, we need to bring over the president from El Salvador. he understands as well. Bring him over here. What is he doing over there when we need him over here? I want my country back. It is truly a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. Some of you might remember that guy, Harvey Weinstein, how the conservatives, we're all excited about taking him down. Remember, what good is it? The police still not around. Do the things that are important first, and then waste your time on the mess. We got to put America first, Republican, conservative. And stop getting high or thrill off thinking you're doing something by going after Joe Biden. Do that, too, if you need it, but secondary. Take care of the important things first and then work through the junk. You feed your family first and then you give what is left over to the homeless people, wherever. It's time to wake up. If not now, when? 888-775-3773. So my last point about this thing with Hunter Biden is an act. It's a desperation, I believe, to stay in the White House because they love power. And they have been controlling us like now they're going north in the last almost 4 years now. Stop the drilling, everything. Giving all our money to Ukraine. Joe Biden owed their promise more money. But nothing for us. Nothing about the wall. No, not bring back the police or anything. America and all the illegals coming in. Nothing about that. They pretend, the Democrats pretended they doing. They are doing something about it. That's not happening either. Don't forget, all right, folks? Be aware. Stay conscious. Stay present. 888-775-3773. Don't fall for the thrills. It's just a thrill. Quick break. Back in a moment. Your phone calls and super chats. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, folks, welcome back. There's one line open at 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. It's a spiritual battle. I want you to know, and without a doubt, you could be free right here on this earth with all this hell around you, or you could be in fear. A slave to your imagination, your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. So you can be a slave to them and suffer, or you could be free and live. You really can. It's up to you. You can live in depression, loneliness, post-traumatic stress disorder, suicidal thoughts, revenge, jealousy, envy, and strife, looking for love in all the wrong places, or you can be free. It is done. It is done. Even the Christians don't know it is finished. It is done. And that you don't have to live in your misery. You can be free of all misery. And that's deep when you think about it. You can be free of all misery as an adult. You are responsible for you. You are your world. And you are responsible for you. No one else is. And no one can take this road to freedom with you. You got to take it alone. And most people would never take it because most people cannot stand alone. They need a crowd. They are not able to stand alone. So they hang out with the crowd and destroy themselves. And the crowd is always wrong. Isn't that amazing? The crowd is always wrong. And yet you join the crowd. Because you're too cowardly to take that road that leads to life on your own. You can go and forgive your mothers, every human being walking this planet. You're never going to be free and know what I'm telling you until you go first. See that you have this anger in your heart. See that you have this anger in your heart. Go and forgive your mother for recreating you in her image and turning you away from your father. Turning you away from your earthly father has turned you away from God. And you can bank on this. You can bank on it. You're not going to know God until you forgive your father and your mother, and especially your father, because your fathers are sons of God. They're weak beta sons because they've been turned away. But when you resent your father And most people that resent their fathers resent their fathers with their mother's resentment, not their own. Not their own. And they don't know that. They have been recreated, brainwashed, dumbed down, and duped by their mothers. But inwardly, they're yearning for their father. That's what that something is missing feel that you have. It's a yearning for the father. It's not a yearning for a wife or a husband or children or a job or friendship or anything. It's a return to the father. It's a yearning to return home to the father. When you return home to the father by forgiving your earthly father, and through him you return to God, you're going to have everything you want. Everything. Without even thinking about it. Take no thought about it. Take no thought about anything. You want to live a thought-free life. If you want to be free, drop thinking. And walk in the spirit. Walk in the light. And that's the hardest thing in the world for the average person to do. And the reason for it, because they think the darkness is the light. They think that thought, their imagination, their feelings, they say it's the light. They'll call the darkness light. And it's hard for them to give that up. They think it's them. I understand it. But for those who want it, you can do it. Just drop the thoughts. Drop the anger. You must forgive. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Stanley out of Colorado. Let's see here. There's one line open. 888-7753-773. Stanley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Stanley.
I want to answer the biblical question.
Who's dumber, men or women?
I would say men are dumber.
And why?
Because we know women are dumber, but we keep listening to them. First Adam, then Eve.
You said that men are dumber. You said men are dumber, but we know women are dumber?
Yes, because...
And so why are you saying men if you know that women are dumber?
Because men keep listening to women. First Adam listened to Eve, and now we have women controlling the men. We have women controlling the jobs, women controlling government. And men keep letting it happen.
Amazing. Interesting. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. But do you listen to women?
Not anymore, I don't know.
You don't? Amazing. No. Thank you, Stanley. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. I'll put my little two cents in. I'm getting it all from everywhere, man. I'm telling you. Women are saying women. Women are saying men. Men are saying women. Men are saying women. It seems no one really knows. But I understand. And it is an amazing question. Let me go. There's a line. 888-7753-773. Let me go to a first-time caller, Charles, out of Indiana. Charles, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Jesse, thank you very much for taking my call. Can you hear me clearly?
You're welcome.
Listen, disregard that last caller. He was all over the place. I discovered your show.
No, but he was making sense. He wasn't all over the place. He talked about how the breakdown happened. I just can't respond to him because I have to wait until Sunday. But he wasn't all over the place. It's just that I couldn't get him feedback.
Yeah, that's fine. He was just all over the place.
No, anyway, he was not. He was not all over the place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I discovered, can you hear me?
Hello? Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I apologize. I thought we were breaking up.
No, you're fine.
Thanks. First of all, I discovered your show about a week or two back. I love your take, your perspective. I may not always agree with it, but you've got a fun take on life, and I get a kick out of what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Can you think of one thing that you might not or you don't agree with?
Well, what do you mean?
You said that you like the take that I have on life, and I understand that, but you said there might be a couple of things you don't agree with.
You know what? Who agrees with everything that anybody says?
Oh, I got you. Okay. I got you.
No, I just get a kick out of watching you. Certain things that you say, they ring true, and other things that you say, I'm like, okay, this guy's an absolute idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But some things that you say are really unique, and you have a unique perspective.
Right on. I appreciate that, Charles. Have you overcome your anger?
What do you mean by anger?
Do you have anger?
No. I would say comparatively to most people, I don't. I know. I think when it comes to road rage, I think I'm moderate. I think when it comes to, comparatively, I don't think I have a lot of anger.
Do you have anger?
No.
So you never get angry?
No, everybody gets angry. Of course I get angry. Of course.
I thought you said you didn't have anger. If you don't have it, how can you get angry if you don't have that in you?
Okay, so yeah, I get angry. So what's the point of this?
So do you have anger?
Yeah, sure.
Why not drop it?
Well, you know, that's easier said than done. You're going to do your show right now, and then let's say after you get done with your show, maybe you're hungry. Maybe you're going to go to Wendy's. Maybe you go to Wendy's and some stuff. You there?
Why is it easier said than done to drop your anger?
Okay, so now you know who Sylvia Brown is?
Okay, Charles, I got to run, buddy. Thank you. I'm looking at the clock. Thank you very much. 888-775-3773. I'm looking at the clock. I got to get to Super Chats and everything. Charles, thank you, though. I appreciate the compliment. I appreciate it. Let me go to first-time call out of California. Grace. 888-775-3773. Grace, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, handsome.
Hey, Grace, how are you?
How are you? All is well.
Good.
How do you feel about the indictment with the Great White Hope?
How do I feel about it?
I think it's bullshit.
You can't curse on the radio, Grace. What?
Okay, I'm sorry. My bad. I'm ghetto. I'm black and slow.
She black.
I'm way black.
I don't feel anything about it. And I'm looking at Trump, how he's dealing with it. I'm just watching him, how he's dealing with it. And I have much respect for how he deal with situations, issues in his life. And then I'm waiting to see what the whole outcome is. But it's just something he has to go through in life. And it seemed like he know how to deal with things, so it's only making him better.
Because he's rich. He's a great white hope.
When he is rich, but he also has something else going on within him that he know that most people don't know. There is something, you know, you heard the saying, what manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him.
That's what my grandfather said.
Yeah. Trump has the same thing.
I know. Because he's smart.
Yeah. He's wise. He's something.
That's why he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
He's a billionaire.
What did you think about the the Hunter Biden verdict?
Oh, his son?
Yeah. Joe Biden's son.
Joe Biden is old and he needs to go to sleep.
So let me ask you this, Grace, because I'm tired. Who is dumber, men or women?
Women.
And why do you say women?
Because women need the man to lead, and that's how the fortune goes. It's just the way it works.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
Amazing grace.
Right on. How sweet it is.
All right.
Thank you, Grace.
You're welcome, love.
I appreciate
your
call.
Have a good one.
You too. Thank you. 888-773-773. Hold on. I'm trying to type a note here. What manner of man is this? The wind as he obey him. 888-773-773. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, April bought three saying, hi, Jesse and experts, quote unquote.
Don't forget to touch the mic up here.
Right, my bag.
Not down here.
To bring up Caitlin Clark. To bring up Caitlin Clark, you know, the white girl playing WNBA.
Oh, yes.
Players and ex-players.
The black women are jealous of Caitlin Clark. They're, like, real jealous of her.
Also, they also don't like her because she's not a lesbian.
No, that's not the reason. They don't like her because she's white. She's apparently good at playing basketball. And she is getting a lot of attention. White people are not allowed to get attention in America and be good at what they do. They're just not allowed. That's what this is about. They don't care about her being a lesbian and all that.
Lesbian.
Or that she's not a lesbian. It had nothing to do with it.
April says, The View Hens brought that up, too.
Amazing.
Thank you, April. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But it's all about her being white and for a female good at playing basketball, and she's getting attention. White people are not allowed those type of freedoms in America today, even though they created America. And they let all these other people come, and now those other people trying to destroy them. White people under attack. I got a story coming up for you. White people under attack. Everybody's been told that the white people are wrong, white people are racist, white people are bad, white people are, or this or that. And now, white people's lives don't matter. Amazing, huh? Thank you, though.
Soterios bought our coffee. Hi, everyone. Quick question. Did I miss it, or did you just skip last week's biblical question? What are you fighting for? What the?
That's so amazing that you mentioned it. I thought about that this morning. I realized I have not dealt with last week's biblical question.
And it wasn't, what are you fighting for?
Right.
What are you trying to win?
What are you trying to win? I have not dealt with it. So I think what I'm going to, I don't know, between maybe tomorrow and Bible Thumper Thursday, but I don't know if I'll wait until this coming Sunday, if the Lord is willing and create no right, and deal with it. Or I may get my experts in this week and we'll deal with it. Thank you. I just realized that this morning I never dealt with that question. But thank you.
Neat bought a coffee. He doesn't like when I call him that.
Who?
This person.
Oh.
Jesse, Joel Friday was bearing it all yesterday with his peekaboo shirt on. He really was trying to compete with them pretty blue eyes of yours, laughing, covering up his laughing face.
He bear all what?
Well, he had his shirt. He was wearing a button-up shirt. Uh-huh. And one of them, like, it's, you know how it kind of goes like that?
Right.
And you can kind of see in a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You act like a slut.
Well, according to...
Was he act like a slut maker?
According to Mr. Neat.
Really? Come on, man! Better. Amazing. Thank you.
Brittany donated on Bond JLP Cash App saying, hey, Jesse, my name is Ania. Just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
And then it cuts off.
It said hi?
I.
Hi.
Maybe it meant hi, and I'm not sure if it was, or I something. So I don't know where, but it cut off there.
Right on. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Urinal Chill says, morning, how y'all deer tees and alpha jerkies?
Oh, I forgot to play the alpha jerky thing. I keep forgetting. I think because they're not in my package, I forget about it. I got to play that. Thank you.
Yeah. Urinal Chill says, U.S. government, he's a monthly supporter, subscriber on Rumble. U.S. government been corrupt since JFK, maybe before. Then the Reagan win surprised them, then Trump, in my opinion, of course.
Amazing.
Evgeny Crosby.
You heard the noise, huh?
Yeah, I heard it.
I don't like this. I'm taking this off.
No, no. That's not the issue. Don't touch that thing.
What
anyway,
the?
Evgeny Crosby with a couple of diamonds. Hunter Biden is cleaning his crap pipe while watching church with Jesse Lee Peterson.
Thank you. Amazing.
Mo Betta, stand-up, bought 5 coffees. It only costed 250 women and children for the last Israel attack to rescue 4 hostages. I do not care. Just please tell us if Israel has any amount of influence on your show's free speech. Sing Al Green for yes, or Al Be Sure for nah.
I don't even understand
that. I don't understand it either.
But thank you. I appreciate it.
Nice. Thank you, Mo Betta.
Yeah.
Ravender bought our coffee. Pray before leaving the bay.
You got to pray just to make it today.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Chill and Lean says, amazing quote I came across yesterday. There's really no such thing as conditional love and unconditional love. There is conditions and there is love. There are conditions and there is love. When you talk about love, it has to be unconditional, says Chill and Lean.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Ravender, another coffee. An angel's smile is what you sell. You promised me heaven, then put me through hell. Chains of love got a hold on me. When a passion's prison, you can't break free. Whoa, you're a loaded gun, yeah. No,
Piffy.
There's nowhere to run.
No long song.
No one can save me. The damage is done.
Amazing.
I guess I'll stop there since it's not that pithy. But thank you, Ravender, for your coffee.
Thank you, Ravender. Piffy, though. We got calls and everything. Keep it piffy. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I finally recognized this song. The part that I didn't read is the part that I recognized.
Oh, that was a song?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, thank you, Ravender.
Thank you, Ravender.
Nice 80s track. Shot through the heart, and you're to blame.
Oh, that was the song?
Yeah. Anyway.
Nice. Thank you.
Got me blushing.
Ray. Keep it. Go right to the shout to the heart.
Yeah.
That way we can get the whole thing in. Thank you, though.
Ray bought a coffee. Why were you late this morning? Is it because you blat just slow or blat and slow? LOL. Love you, Jesse. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. The reason I was late because I was sitting here, but I don't like this thing here. This new
mic.
Noise reduction. That what it called?
Well, that pop filter is not the problem. This part is not the problem. It's the fact that you don't have this other stuff to handle instead of the mic itself.
Oh, yeah, if I need to move the mic now, they put this new noise reduction thing on.
No,
if
this is the thing that's the problem.
If I need to move the mic, I can't touch the noise reduction thing. It makes noise.
No, you can't touch the mic at all. All right.
Thank you all very much. Back in a moment.
I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, as you heard Hunter Biden's quote-unquote guilty. Then they went after him for his Second Amendment and his supposed lie about being on drugs. And another evil thing. A Florida judge, a federal judge, says gender identity is real, and he blocked the ban on so-called transgender care. A judge named Hinkle, a male. Embarrassing. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, June 12th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls. Actually, the lines are just about filling up, I think. Anyway, Hunter Biden is found guilty in a gun case. They don't allow people to carry guns. They don't allow their Second Amendment. What a shame. This is from the far-left female-run outlet, The Skim. Yesterday, a so-called jury convicted crooked President Joe Biden's son of all three federal felony gun charges stemming from the 2018 purchase of a revolver. A revolver. Jurors found that Hunter lied on a gun purchase form by saying he was not addicted to nor using drugs at the time. During the trial, the jury heard about Hunter's years-long battle with addiction, including evidence that he used drugs before and after buying the revolver. Hunter could face up to 25 years in prison, ridiculous, and a fine of up to $750,000, $750,000, as a first-time offender. He'll likely get less than the maximum sentence. Crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, said that he would not pardon his son. Hunter's conviction marks the first time a sitting president's immediate family member has been found guilty of a quote-unquote crime. It also means Hunter is now has at least one thing in common with our greatest president, Trump. It's not clear if their felony convictions will sway voters, though. They're both felons, so-called, allegedly. Or convictedly, if you want to believe that. Early surveys suggest that Trump's unprecedented criminal conviction may not matter to moderates nor to nonpartisan voters who could help decide the election in November. Fair-minded people don't care because they can see through it. Anyway, Democrat strategists say voters are not likely to hold Hunter's conviction against crooked Joe Biden. Meanwhile, Hunter faces a trial on tax charges in September. What a mess. Florida judge, it's a federal judge, overruling the Florida law. A federal judge has ruled that restrictions on this euphemism, dirty, filthy euphemism, demonic euphemism called gender-affirming care for both minors and adults in Florida, they're unconstitutional and cannot be enforced. The decision lifts a ban that prohibited doctors and nurses from providing minors underage, basically children or just under 18, young men and women under 18, with transition-related care, such as hormones and puberty blockers. Major medical organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics considered such care to be essential and even life-saving. See, they're corrupted themselves. Do not trust the American Academy of Pediatrics necessarily. The judge sided with the plaintiffs, who said that the measure took away from parents' rights to make medical decisions for their so-called transgender kids. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the law days before launching his presidential campaign last year. He said the state plans to appeal the ruling. The ruling marks a major win in their minds for so-called transgender people. Really, they're losing, but they think they're winning in Florida. Comes as transition care for minors remains a hot-button issue in the culture wars. More than 20 GOP-led states have passed bans or restrictions on transition care for minors, though members of the party are divided on allowing access, communist buzzword. Often left up to the courts to decide whether or not states can allow minors to receive gender-affirming care, which has resulted in a mixed bag of rulings and left many so-called transgender youth in limbo. Supreme Court likely to step in and settle the legality of these measures. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world today,
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question, who is dumber, men of women? Who's dumber, men of women? Men of women. If you're busy, folks, you can listen to the show live, no matter what you're doing and where you are, on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? And support us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe. We are on Rumble.com. No, Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and Cozy.tv/JLPX. JLP on X, JLP on X, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. All right? It's amazing. So what I want to do, I'm going to take some calls, and this horrific, well, interesting soundbite I want to get to you. Let me go to Steve. Steve been waiting a while out of Michigan. Hey, Steve, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing today?
All is well, sir.
Awesome. I know you're short on time, so the first thing I want to do is get this out of the way. I owe you a big apology and a thank you. I called you several years ago, and you talked about exactly what you talked about in your opening dialogue before your call about motherhood and fatherhood and resentment, and I hung up on you. And lo and behold, now I became a Christian this year. I've learned how to forgive my father only the way Jesus could, and I wish I could give you a hug, and I wish I could have fast-forwarded to today and listened to you that day. And the only thing I want to ask you is, do you have anything else to share with me that even if I don't want to hear it, if I'm not ready for it, I can look into and maybe think? Because, you know, it's – I want to tell, you know, America and anyone willing to listen, just willing – give Jesus a chance and don't think forgiveness is about you. That's what I did all of my life. I built a false idol in front of my mirror, and I worshipped it for over 40 years. And I sacrificed everything to that idol, and Jesus made me realize the emptiness of that. And I'm so happy going forward. I've talked to people randomly about Christ, and you helped change my life. And it was one of those seeds I wanted to stomp out for so long, and I was mad and resentful. And I'm glad that seed that you planted grew to fruition. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Did you forgive your mother as well?
It took me, Jesse, when you had your opening dialogue 2 days ago, literally at 5 a.m, I had what was a break. I don't know if it's a breakdown of faith because it was amazing, but what you said, I realized I had this seed of resentment in my mom that I wanted to deny for so long. It made me resent my father, resent myself. And I, at 5 in the morning, I sat down and prayed, and I said, thank you, Jesus. I forgive my mom for something I never knew I resented her for that long.
And did you tell her?
My mom, sadly, she passed away several years ago.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Well, you stay with it, man. And now that you're starting to see and understand, especially about forgiveness, because that's the only way you can return to the Father, to God, is that you must forgive so he can forgive you. And if you just stay with it and just watch those thoughts and emotions, don't call them you, you have not seen real love yet. It's just going to get better for you.
Thank you, Jesse, and thank you. I can't express that enough from the bottom of my heart. So I don't even know what else to say. If anyone else is listening, again, Jesus is the way. Listen to Jesse. Even again, it was a hard slap in the face to hear at the time, and the hardest step is tearing down that idol when you're looking at it in the mirror, because then you realize how wrong you've been.
Yeah.
How I would have accused you of being wrong. I would have spit on you in that evil place, that demonic place I was at. And it's so, like you said, free. The ultimate freedom is being free of that. I can't think. It's very difficult for me after I'm 42 and I've been living a godless, sin empty life for 40 years, and it's so hard for me to wrap my head around sometimes, but Jesus is guiding me through that. I feel like I'm rambling, but I can't express how thankful I am for you, for Jesus, and just where I am today. So Thank you, Jesse.
Right on. You're welcome, man. Stay with it, all right?
Thank you, and I'm going to be listening more, so thank you.
Steve, hold on a minute. My producer wants to talk to you, my PR guy.
Awesome, thank you.
Okay, hold on. 888-775-3773. Leslie is a first-time caller out of Texas. Let's see here. Leslie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I guess I want to answer the biblical question.
Who's dumber, men or women?
To be honest, I'm going to say women, because, yes, I have just done a lot of dumb stuff, and I'm not afraid to admit it. And I guess my ex-boyfriend made me realize that a lot of the stuff that I thought I was right on was wrong. And he put me on your show, and honestly, that one podcast I watched from you made it all sense for me in my life. And I guess I worked on myself during that period, and then all of a sudden I met my fiancé, and my life has been pretty blissful. I'm very submissive. I listen to him. I have no problem admitting when I'm wrong, when he tells me I'm wrong. And to be honest, like, I have girlfriends and I hear about their problems, and they mention stuff like, you know, when they're angry, and it's good, I guess more of them saying like, it's good to be angry and stuff. And I just listen to them, but I don't really tell them, because I feel like I've told them before, but you know, I just let them live their life. I guess also the fact that I used to live in California and L.A., and then COVID had happened, so my job moved me to Georgia. Lived there for almost 4 years, and then when I met my fiancé, I now move with him to Texas. And I will say L.A. is very, very opposite from what I thought my life would be at this point. Because everyone else over there just doesn't want to have kids. Of all my old high school friends and friends that I made out there. And I guess I'm at this point in my life where I'm ready to have kids and stay at home and do the whole homestead. To be honest, like, he comes home for work during lunch, and I'm pretty happy making him a hot lunch every day. I guess I like to maintain the house. And my life is pretty, like, I guess, plain, and I love it that way. I guess it's pretty peaceful.
Right on. So you believe that women are dumber than men?
Yes, because in a girl's perspective, if you listen, I guess because ever since I listened to you, I can now see how much girls just have resentment towards their parents.
Yeah.
And it reflects on their relationship and how they need to be right against their partners. And even though that their partners are pretty logical, like, example, yesterday I was getting a little frustrated. I was on my Peloton bike and I was trying to connect my headphones to my head, like headphones to my phone. And I just couldn't get it connected. And then eventually once my class was done, my fiance told me I had put my headphone set to a different name on my phone and he was able to connect it.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. I put my two cents in on Sunday. Have you overcome your anger?
I have, yes.
So you have no anger now?
Don't know.
I'm sorry?
No, I don't.
Right on. You forgave your mother?
Yes, I did.
How did that go when you went and forgave her?
It was literally a weight off my chest telling her that, and she understood, and even though I felt like she didn't really understand, but she was like, okay, yeah, and she said she was sorry, too. Same thing with my dad. My dad's going through stuff, but he was kind of like, I guess, shook when I told him that I forgave him, and he was like, you know, what is it that you need to forgive me on? And I was like, you know, just the stuff that I went through. But, you know, you only knew what was best for you at the time with you and mom because they're divorced now.
Yeah. Amazing.
And, yeah.
Well, that's good. And so are you doing the silent prayer video?
I know how to do it when I do remember. Like I said, I'm dumb, so sometimes I be forgetting.
And why do you forget?
I guess when I start off, when I wake up and stuff, I'm like, okay, I need to prep the stuff for my husband for him to go to work or something. And I'm in a do mode. And so I don't have anything. I guess I don't take the time to just like wake up a little earlier and give myself that just, you know, that silent prayer in the morning instead of.
Oh, okay. I want to encourage you. Do what you want, of course, but I want to encourage you to put that first.
Okay.
And if you put seeking the truth first, everything else is going to work out for you. It'll be amazing. Life will become easier. You'll be able to do all the things you need to do around the house and in your own life, and it'll be amazing. So put that first, all right?
Okay, I will. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Thank you. And thank you, team.
Right on. Nice. Call me again. Listen, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question as well.
Yes, sir.
All right. Amazing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let me go to Alex. There's a line open, 888-775-3773. Let me go to Alex out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Alex, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks, Jesse. How you doing today?
All is well.
Yeah, I'm calling about the whole anger thing you're talking about. I'm involved in a 12-step program. I've dealt with, you know, what I think is my resentments, but I know I have anger inside me and I'm constantly trying to grow and get better, release that inside me. And I found it really interesting when you talked about getting to, you know, my heavenly father through my earthly father.
Yes.
And I love my dad very much. I get along with my dad very, very well.
Right on.
But we just have two completely different views on things in life. And I try to listen to him and I try to take his direction. But, I mean, I'm just going to be honest. He's a full-blown Democrat. And he is like, his great, great white hope is Joe Biden. And I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. And we can't seem eye to eye on a lot of things, and it causes incredible division, which I know is the enemy's goal. And I'm just trying to figure out, how do I get rid of this anger and this resentment that I have with my father?
Oh, okay. Are you a first-time caller, Alex?
I am, yes, sir.
Oh, you're a first-time caller from Georgia. Okay, welcome, man. Are you, why does it bother you that your father's a Democrat? Why does that bother you at all?
To be honest, I don't know, because I know that I shouldn't let people, places, or things have any control or power over me.
Right.
Maybe it's when I'm trying to have a conversation about something, or he wants to, like, push his views on me or say what he wants to say, and I'm not allowed to have any sort of opinion.
How old are you?
I'm 36 years old.
And so if you try to talk to him, you have your opinion about politics, he has his, but if he doesn't want to hear you, why not just end the conversation rather than being angry at him? Just say, okay, the conversation over. We can't have a conversation. But don't judge him for what he think and how he feel.
Oh, yeah, you're 100% right. So, it's like my sponsor just taught me the acronym WAIT. Why am I talking?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just want to say,
have you forgiven your mother?
I'm working on that. I'm actually my mother's caretaker. She's terminally ill, and she keeps on doing the same thing that got her sick.
Why not put her in a old people home?
I've definitely put some thought into it, and
why won't you do it? Or have you done it? Why not?
I haven't done it.
And no, why not?
I don't have an answer for that.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I don't think I have all the way.
And how will God forgive you and set you free if you're unwilling to forgive your mother and your father? How will you be free? How will you be forgiven if you're unwilling to forgive?
I won't be.
So why don't you forgive your mother?
I guess I'm having a hard time figuring out how to really do that.
When you realize that you are angry at her, because that's what unforgiveness is evil, and you realize it's wrong to be angry because she couldn't help herself, then you go and forgive. When you see that anger, you're confessing your sin to God, right? And you admit it, I am wrong, I'm angry, I'm dark inside, I'm wrong. And then you go and forgive, and then he will forgive you and take the spirit of anger away from you. But he can't do that if you're unwilling to forgive.
Well, I'm definitely willing. I guess the issue with me is I can't figure out how to do it.
Hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I've been resenting you for all my life. You turned me away from my father. I'm just throwing out what she, I don't know exactly what she did, but you turned me away from my father. You imposed your will on me. You made me your husband, and you made me see my father the way you see him. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. Your mother did it to you, and I'm sorry for resenting you.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds amazing.
Amazing.
It really does. And I'm going to do it. What I know is going to happen is my mom's women are incredibly emotional.
Yeah.
And she's going to take it as an attack instead of me trying to better myself and seek the kingdom of heaven.
Right. But it doesn't matter how she think about it, what she think about it, if she start yelling and screaming, if she blame your father, if she blame you, if she cuss you out, if she fall out and die. That's on her. It has nothing to do with you. All is on her because she's rejecting the truth, and you're not responsible for her action at all. She is. It has nothing to do with you. So don't argue with her about it. Don't try to prove anything. You just forgive her and leave her in a hell if that's the way she want to be.
All right. Yes, that sounds like the answer.
And God will forgive you, and that way you don't have to walk through life calling yourself an alcoholic.
Amen, brother.
Because you are not an alcoholic. You have never been an alcoholic. You don't need to keep calling yourself an alcoholic because that's not who you are. Your only issue is that you have not been willing to forgive your parents, your mother, and return to your father.
It sounds beautiful. I'm not going to sit here and try to argue it at all.
Yeah, forgive your mother, and then you don't have any expectation at all how the conversation going to go, how she's going to react to it, or anything. Always, but always, for the rest of your life, have a wait and see. God said, take no thought for tomorrow or yesterday. It doesn't exist. So just have a wait and see, and you'll be able to deal with whatever happens. Don't assume that she might do all that mess, but don't assume it. Have a wait and see.
Yes, sir. That sounds great, man. I really appreciate the advice.
And are you doing my silent prayer?
No, I don't even know what it is.
Okay.
All I know is I wake up every morning and I turn my will and my life over to the care of God and ask him to direct me and to be a maximum service to everybody that I come in contact with so I can be a maximum service to him.
No, you don't want to be no service to anyone.
Oh, why is that?
Because they're going to take advantage of you.
Oh, not in that way. Like just doing kind acts and trying to be nice to people, not being angry, not being aggressive, or just trying to live a helping hand. But I've definitely set boundaries, and I'm not no doormat. That's for sure.
Nice. And don't try to be nice to people. I have the nicest weakness. What's going to happen, though? Don't worry about all that. If you do, you forgive your mother and forgive your father, and God will forgive you. He's going to wake you up. He's going to allow you to see that you've never been, it's not good to be nice or bad or mean or whatever, right? You just want to live your life, and he will live through you, and he will show you the false you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. You're not the past or the future. And all that will disappear. And when that disappears, the real you will appear, and it's going to be amazing. But you do decide, go to rebuildingaman.com/prayer. Rebuildingaman.com/prayer.
I was on there earlier today looking while I was listening to your podcast.
Well, start doing the silent prayer, and so you could be still. You don't need to be hooping and hollering praying. You don't need to be begging and whining and crying and, oh, Lord, help me. You just need to be still, and the Father will help you. The truth will come. It will take over, and it will guide you. It's going to be amazing for you.
Thank you. Yeah.
So do the silent prayer. I'm sorry?
Well, I was going to say, I know because— you know, I wasn't raised in the church or anything, and I didn't believe in God my whole life. And due to some other things that we probably don't have time to get into, but just know I was being attacked my whole life. And then I was reading a book about what related to me and my, you know, being demonically attacked my whole life.
Yes.
Especially as a young child. And then the book said that God and Jesus Christ are real. And I said, okay, if this book says it's real, it must be real. And it wasn't the Bible. It's just some random book.
Right.
And I closed that book, and I looked up, and I said, I believe. And the moment I said, I believe, a giant golden right hand the size of, you know, the whole wall just came out and touched me on my head, and I started crying like he turned the faucet on, and the room glowed. and then 1,000 golden luminescent orbs fell into the room. The next morning I said, I know God is real, and I was in a group session, and I wanted to attack somebody because they were laughing at me because I was reading about unconditional love out the Bible, and it was against my character. It took me forever to figure out that because I'm such a psycho, and I went to attack him, and I heard to go outside. I lost control of my body. Went outside. I prayed, or I heard pray, and I just asked God to show me what unconditional love is. And then I looked to my left after I said amen, and I see two doves flying, you know, way away, and a feather fell out and came and landed in a perfect circle of golden luminescent light right in front of my feet.
Well, now you're on your way. If you go and forgive your parents, your mother, forgive her. You got to face her. And whatever if you feel fear or doubt or all that, you face her anyway in your fears. Don't run away from the fear. Face it. And the Father will save you from that because it's not you either. So, and do the silent prayer so God will give you a clear mind and the devil and all his little demon will have to depart from you and go live in someone else. So do the prayer, forgive your mother and father, and let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, man. God bless you, man.
You too. Stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amazing. Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Bye now. 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Danny. Danny been waiting a while out of the UK. Danny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you, mate?
All is well, Danny.
Good to hear. Right, my question is today, mate. I've got two sons, two little boys.
Real man, mate. Boys first.
Well, I don't know. Let me finish. My wife's just about to have a little girl. Later.
Well, no, you made the boys first, though.
That's okay. That's all right. I got an alpha pass, have I?
Right.
Good man. Good man. So the question was, man. So my boys, if they ever go to my family members, you know, my nan and granddads, aunties, and all these things. If they ask for, you know, questions or life advice, just general things off of them, should I tell my family members if my kids ever come to you and ask anything, just tell them to go and ask your father rather than them giving their... Because they're all right people, but they've all got anger, you know, they've all got issues. What do you think to that?
How old are your sons now?
One of them is 8 and the other one is 4.
And do they go to you for those kind of questions that they ask them, other people?
Yeah, they'll come to me, but I know they're crafty because they want to get I can see exactly what you say and I can see the devils in them. And they don't get a rise off of me, or any type of emotion or anything, then they'll actually go and ask somebody else because they'll look for that rise.
Oh.
They'll look for that. Oh, that's an important issue. When it's not, I won't give it any time because they're issues that don't deserve time. You know, but I can tell that they're looking for a... And these are people that will give that subject,
yeah,
time when it doesn't need it. I don't know if I'm
yeah. If
I'm
you so. You are, if you see clearly that your father, your mother, or your other family members are misleading them, you should absolutely correct them and tell them to send your kids to you, not to
yeah.
And then you should let your kids know too, is that they need to come to you if they have questions and not go to someone else.
Yeah.
Hold on, can you hold for a minute?
Yes, mate.
Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment.
Thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Coming up in the next hour, Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding the Man. In the next hour, all right? 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Don't forget to subscribe and follow JLP Radio Network. JLP Radio Network on YouTube and Instagram. YouTube and Instagram. Doing now. Amazing things are in store. Watch this. Are y'all chivalrous?
I do all right.
You chivalrous?
I think so. Why you having so hard?
James, are you chivalrous?
A little.
But though he says it like it's a negative. It's not negative.
Are you chivalrous, Anchor Baby?
Yeah, actually.
You chivalrous?
Yeah, no, I am chivalrous, right, but not in the way you think. No, no, don't put your arm
up. Oh, come on.
No, you don't understand me.
But for the car, you don't do that for the sister. That's weird.
Nobody.
Nobody? You not go, even a date?
You go on that side, you get in. I'm on this. I'm driving.
You got hands.
That's right. Amazing. So go and follow, subscribe, all right? JLP Radio Network on YouTube and Instagram. Amazing. Also, the Hake Report, H-A-K-E, report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. TheHakeReport.com. And then after the Hake Report, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Joel Friday TV. You black. Joel Friday TV. Amazing. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. And he is on fire. He is such on fire. Hate would tell me this morning, he had his shirt open. On the show. I was like, what the? He's on fire. He can't be stopped. He's hot. He can't be stopped. He's on fire. Joel Friday TV. He black. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. That boy got so much energy. He's everywhere. Taking care of business, and a genius, really, really. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. You don't want to miss it. He's 12 noon Monday through Thursday, and on Friday, he's 4 p.m. Pacific time. So check it out so you remember the times, all right? And last but not least for now, don't forget to support us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. All right? Thank you all. I do appreciate it. So, Danny out of UK, does Does your wife refer your kids to you now?
Yes. Yes, she does.
Nice. Yeah.
We got that one sorted. Yeah.
If you see that your parents or anyone else is misleading your children or spoiling them when you tell them not to, you should definitely correct them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's sort of what I thought, but I just wanted to double check with you. One more other thing, Jesse. I'm not a Christian. I've never read the Bible. I don't go to church. But since watching you, I can see it's all clear, you know. And the message that you send is clear. And I don't even know if Jesus existed. I wasn't there, so I don't know. But I know the message is clear because I can see it inside myself. It's clear.
Yes.
Am I a hypocrite by trying to bring my kids up in that sort of Christian way, you know, no sex before marriage, all those things, even though I didn't do it?
You're not a hypocrite, but make sure you don't impose your ideas on them about those things, because if you impose them on them, the devil going to use that to make them want to do what you impose on them, right? Because
leisurely conversations about it, not really strict on it. Just have a conversations about it and try to get them to see.
Have the conversation when they ask. As they get older, they're going to start asking you all kinds of things because they're going to first of all, things that happening within them, and then the things that they see out into the world. And if they're growing up closer to you, they're going to come to you and ask, and then you will see the right way to respond. It'll be amazing. By you becoming a living example, they're going to become whatever you are. They're going to naturally become wherever you are, so you don't have to worry about them in that way. They will become whatever you are. And the reason you see where I'm coming from is because God is showing you that. I can't make you see it. No human being can make another human being see the truth at all. Only God can do that, and God allows those to see the truth and know the truth who want it. And so you want it, and he is allowing you to see it. That's why you see where I'm coming from.
Right, yeah, 100%. I am, because there's nothing worse than do as I say, but not as I do type of thing.
Right. You're going to have a greater impact on your children by becoming a living example of love, perfect love, walking in the light, loving the truth. And they're going to see that in you. And they will become that as well.
Yeah. Great.
Brilliant. Amazing.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Jesse. It's been a pleasure as always.
So, Danny, before you run, who is the biblical question? Who is dumber, men or women?
I would say women are crafty, very crafty. But I wouldn't say that was down to intelligence. I'd say men were more intelligent, and women are crafty.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that. I want to respond so badly, but I'll wait, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
I'll be first in line on Sunday, mate.
All right, bud. I wish you well.
Brilliant.
Call me again.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, mate.
You're welcome.
Thank you to all of your workers.
Right on. Thank you, buddy.
Cheers, bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye now.
All right. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jonathan. Jonathan out of New York. Jonathan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. You're looking pretty good, pretty healthy, man. How you feeling?
All is well. Amazing. Thank you.
Good, good. Yeah, I'm Jonathan. This is my second time calling in. I'm doing pretty good. unlike my car, though. I did some work on my car just by myself a couple weeks ago, and turns out they're all wrong. They're all incorrect. So I took her to my mechanic at the shop, and he and I were... Yeah, can you hear me?
Because of, you called me about your car?
No, no, no. I was just getting into a story.
Because of time, I can't...
Sure.
Go get to what you call about.
Sure. Yeah. So he was kind of looking at her. He was saying, "Yeah, man,
hold on, Jonathan. hold on, buddy. I'm gonna let Sean. I mean, not Sean. What's that boy's name?
Monto.
Get your question clear. Hold on, Jonathan. Don't hang up. Let me go quickly to RJ out of Utah. Let's see here. RJ, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
All right. My question is, 30 years ago, my wife and I decided to abort our baby. And then we had a kid, and the next pregnancy we aborted, and we have lived in hell ever since, family problems, all that stuff. I get the feeling that it is connected to maybe past sins, you know, just haven't been able to get right since we were fallen and in those days back in the late 80s. Yeah, so how do I forgive myself, and how do I get my wife to face the fact that we need to address this? It wasn't quite addressed back then.
She doesn't want to talk about it?
No, we kind of tiptoe around it. Like, we get uncomfortable every time we see something about abortion on the news, or you know what I'm saying?
I do.
I can tell we're both kind of tense, but we just don't talk about it.
Okay, so... why don't you bring it up anyway?
God, maybe I'm afraid to talk about it too. I just hate facing it, I guess.
And you're afraid of what?
Facing myself, I guess. Well, all thoughts are all lies. I guess facing my thoughts.
And when you say facing yourself, who is the self that you need to face?
The self that allowed my wife to do that, and.
So you had the first child, you guys aborted it, right?
The first child we had, the second child we aborted, the next child we had, and the other child we aborted.
Really? And
yeah.
And why did you guys decide to abort after the first time?
I was making $5 an hour. We thought we couldn't afford it.
Oh.
We didn't realize that, you know.
Are you white?
I am.
And so how are we going to make white babies if you keep aborting them? What the?
I know, Jesse, but my kids did have grandkids. So.
But we need a whole bunch of white babies. You're 30 years old.
I'm gonna encourage my grandkids to have a whole bunch.
So who are you?
Just... a family man, to be honest.
But so you told me you own a family, but who are you?
I mean, I'm just I'm just along for the ride. I'm just living life.
You're living life. So who are you?
Oh boy. Not sure I can answer that right now, Jesse. I'm not sure. Where do I look for that answer?
So then, if you don't know, how do you know you're judging you if you don't know who you are? Who is there to judge? If you don't know who you are, how do you know that you're being judged? That you're judging you if you don't know who you are?
Those are definitely something to think about. That's some heavy stuff there.
I'm sorry?
That's some deep thinking there. I didn't even think of that.
And so why did you think that you were judging you, but you don't even know who you are to judge? How do you know How do you know you judge a you if you don't know there is a you or who you are?
Well, you know, I would have thought at my age I'd know who I am by now. And I guess I just identify with my my family. I don't identify with work, but...
And so why do you think there is so an RJ there to judge? Why do you think that?
I don't know, Jesse. Not sure.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. It is, but you gave me a lot to think about.
Who influenced you to abort your children the time that you have done it? Who influenced you to do that? Was it you or something else inside of you?
I'd like to say it was something else inside of me and not me.
You would like to say it?
I'd like to say it, but it was...
Why don't you say it? Because it wasn't you at all. The real you would never agree or even think of aborting your children.
I like to think that, but we did. I don't know. I'm happy we stayed married this whole time, but it's just we didn't address it, though.
But why do you take credit for something that you had nothing to do with? You were influenced. It wasn't you. Why do you take credit for that?
I guess I feel guilty because I may have influenced my wife a little bit. I don't know if she was on board with it, but did I, you know?
Nope. You didn't influence your wife. Your wife was influenced from the same spirit that influenced you, and you are no way responsible for her action at all. Zero.
Okay.
She is responsible for her own hell, and you're responsible for your hell.
Okay.
Do you think God is judging you for the abortion issue?
I kind of do, Jesse.
And why would he judge you? Why do you think God is judging you?
Well, I mean, I took two lives out of circulation.
Why do you think God is judging you?
Because that was a major sin.
What?
That was a major sin, so I think...
How was that a sin?
We just didn't bring life into the world. It was...
But how was that a sin?
I was told it was. I mean...
Who told you that?
Just... I don't know, just people I'd listen to on TV and everything. I mean, I never went to church or anything, but...
Why do you listen to the liars?
Probably because I thought they was telling truth.
Which is easier for you to accept? You are a sinner or your sins have been forgiven?
That I'm a sinner,
Why is it easier to accept that and not that your sins have been forgiven? Why is it easier for you to accept that?
That is a good question. I guess I just need to let myself off the hook.
Why is it easy for you to believe that you are a sinner rather than your sins have been forgiven?
I don't know. It just feels, I guess, because I'm not God, so I can't say that I'm forgiven.
But God said it. Why can't you say it? God said all of your sins have been forgiven.
I don't know why I don't feel like. Yeah, I don't know why. I've prayed for forgiveness, but I've never felt forgiveness.
Why do you have to pray for something that you already have?
Good question. I guess because I never felt like I had it. But
who are you that don't to feel like you have it? Describe that person that don't feel like they have forgiveness.
Describe that person?
Yes.
Person just, keeping his head down. Keeping his head down and hoping he does better in life, I guess.
Better than what?
Better than the moral decisions I made 30 years ago.
And so your question for me is what?
I just... Well, you've pretty much answered. I'm just trying to figure out how to forgive myself and move on. It's been this long. And
number one, there is no self to forgive.
Okay.
Number two, it was never you that did that. It was this false self that you thought were you who carried out the abortion thing situation. It wasn't you. Okay. You were influenced by evil because you have anger, you're limiting your imagination, and you're worshiping evil, calling it God, calling it you. And evil has caused you to do everything that you've done. It was never you, and it was never from God. And God is not judging you at all about the abortion thing because he realized that you can see. You were calling the devil RJ, and it was never you. You're limiting your imagination, and you're believing lies. You're worshiping evil.
I agree with that. It makes sense.
Have you forgiven your mother?
No, I mean, she's passed. Well, my parents have passed.
And why haven't you forgiven her?
Like I say, she passed a long time ago, and I didn't hear your message until a few years ago. Then I dropped off your channel and picked it back up recently.
Yeah, forgive. Forgive so you can know that God is not judging you. Okay. You were influenced to do those abortion like that. The devil told you, oh, you can't afford it. You can't do this. And you believed the lie. But it was never you. And there's no you to judge. So just realize, hey, I listened to evil, had this abortion, but don't judge yourself. There's no self to judge. And God is not judging you for it at all.
Okay.
He realized you were influenced by evil and didn't know at the time.
Okay.
There's no RJ to forgive.
Yeah, I didn't really realize that. I mean, I've heard you say things that I didn't. Now that you say it face-to-face, so to speak, it's making sense, Jesse. I can do that.
And so stop calling those things you. Don't call those things, be not as though they are real. They're not. So you're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. You're not a baby killer. You're neither guilty, not innocent. You're neither a sinner nor a saint. So stop calling yourself that. So those things, so you can overcome those false identity. That's called ego. That's the nature of the devil. And that must die. There's one death. And that death is the nature of the ego, which is not you, and you'll be fine. Stop calling those things you so God can take the spirit of evil away from you.
Okay, ego, that makes sense.
You have to die from the ego, but you're not going to die until you stop calling them you. It's enough to see it, but don't resent it because it's not you.
Okay.
Are you doing silent prayer?
I did back then a little bit.
Go back to it. Don't worry about it. Just go back to it and then have a real conversation with your wife about what happened and be done with it.
Okay. I will talk to her, definitely.
And even if you're feeling afraid, you do it anyway.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
Yes, all right, I will, Jesse. I appreciate it. Sorry to take up this much time, but
it. No problem, buddy. Back in a moment. One more hour to go. 888-77-JESSE. Hate news, not the fake news.
You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and his love. It's going to be amazing, man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. A new star is coming. Going to be showing up. A new star. Explain that. Space-denying flat earthers. And Gaza protests. What a mess. Bus hijacking. Medical debt. Mama drama. And women in space. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, June 12th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air for Manhood Hour. Hour three of Wednesday. Coming right up. Okay? Call Me Nonsense Network, CNN reports a new star will appear in the night sky any day now as space enthusiasts await an explosive celestial event. Celestial means star or heavenly event known as a nova. The once-in-a-lifetime sighting promises to be an exciting one for amateur astronomers. So says a NASA spokesman, which Call Me Nonsense calls a spokesperson because they're feminists. What a mess, huh? Gaza drama in America, in California, no less, right up here. UCLA, protests form new encampments. Protesters form new encampments when this week at UCLA's campus, University of California, Los Angeles, demanding an end to the Israel-Hamas war. At least 27 people were arrested after setting up multiple pro-Palestinian areas in the university. At the university, and police said they were unlawful. Protests spread across college campuses this spring, denouncing Israel's handling of the conflict. UCLA's campus turned into a scene of the brutality in April when violent counter-protesters attacked pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Whoa. Meanwhile, a U.S.-backed Israeli proposal for a ceasefire and hostage deal appears in limbo, with neither side publicly commenting on the plan. Talks are continuing. More than 37,000 Palestinians have been killed reportedly in Gaza since Israel's war against Hamas started in October, according to the latest figures from the enclave's health ministry. And the bus hijacking. One person is dead after a gun, well, they call him gunman. I call him gun male because it's not a man necessarily. On Tuesday, hijacked a commuter bus in Atlanta. That's in Georgia, black area, I think, with 17 people inside. I don't know what the suspect is or was. Prompting passengers frantically to text loved ones and call 911 for help, per police. Police arrived on the scene and tried to confront the gun male. The suspect held the bus driver at gunpoint and forced him to speed away. Whoa. The ensuing rush hour police chase zigzagged across highway lanes with suburban streets too, as the bus led authorities across at least two counties in Florida. No, Atlanta, Georgia, in Georgia. Georgia, Florida. When the bus finally ground to a halt, not Florida, okay, passengers streamed out and the 39-year-old gun male was arrested without incident. Police said a passenger found shot aboard the bus, taken to a hospital where they later died. He or she later died, or maybe it was a they, them. Who knows? Nowadays, right? Terrible. 39-year-old felon Joseph Greer was the suspect in the incident, according to reports. 39-year-old man from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Not sure his race offhand. So what a mess, huh? Terrible. Might be black. Not sure. Anyway, that's the story on that so far. And what else is going on? Oh, the medical debt drama. Crooked Joe Biden administration. They're proposing a banning medical debt from credit reports. So you can be through your nose up to your eyeballs and higher, totally underwater in medical debt. And the credit reports can't count that against your credit score. Move to raise the credit scores of more than 15 million so-called Americans by an average of 20 points and lead to the approval of about 22,000 more mortgages annually, according to a fact sheet from the office of so-called Vice President Kamala Harris. The proposed rule would ban lenders from using medical devices such as wheelchairs and prosthetic limbs as collateral for loans. Whoa. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. There is one line open at 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. The biblical question, who's dumber, men or women? Who's dumber, men or women? Isn't that a good question? Yes, Jesse, that is a good question. You can listen to the show if you're too busy to sit and watch it. You podcast later, of course, but you could be listening while you're doing whatever it is you're doing, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. Amazing. And to donate, and we are going to get to your Super Chats, to donate and have your Super Chats read out loud, your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. So it's Wednesday, the last hour of Wednesday's show is, oh, we don't have it? All right, we're going to come back to it. They don't have it here. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Florida, Bella. Bella, welcome to the show. You're on the air. We don't have the opening phone. Sorry about that. Hey, Bella, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
All is well.
I am calling, Jesse, because I kind of am in a situation sort of like your slogan, keeping the family unity by rebuilding the man.
Yeah.
I just don't know how I can rebuild my husband.
You don't know how you can rebuild your husband?
Yes.
And your question
for... I've been with him. Let me give you some backstory.
Okay.
I've been with him for 26 years. We dated for 5, and we've been married for 21 years. And I would say, like, about 3 years ago, like around 2 years, 3 years, I noticed that he started kind of retrieving himself emotionally from the family unit. So, you know, he just started, like, doing less for us, like activities and with the kids. And he just kind of, like, he just checked out. Like, he just zoned out. And so he's a good guy. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, he worked two jobs. Well, he worked two jobs, and he did that for 30 years, supporting, you know, the kids and myself. We have 3 children. 2 of them are autistic. My little guy is not. And so I had to just, I dedicated myself to the 2 there are special needs. And when I say dedicate, I mean therapies. I drive 1 hour away from my house for where they go to school. And I have to stay on that side of town because I can't drive back because gas is expensive. And if something, they need anything. My oldest son is epilepsy, so if he's having a seizure activity, I have to be there. So I always stay around the school.
Do you work?
And I don't work.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm on call.
So your husband stay, your husband take care of you. You're able to stay home and watch over his children, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And so
and I took care of the kids, and I took care of the home. He took care of providing, you know, monetary wise.
Nice.
And he did that for 30 years. And he's honest. He's very disciplined. He's structured. You know, he's my support, my backbone, and you know, I am his as well. He was working for a company for 30 years.
And so your question is what?
My question is, how do I bring him back? Because he listens to your show a lot. He doesn't miss one show. And he stops saying to us that he loves us. He stops showing us emotion. He stopped being thoughtful. He stopped being nice to me and thoughtful because I need it as well. I've been good with him, but he says that you don't do that because, you know, women take advantage of that. And then women see the man as, you know, look at him. He's bowing down to me. But Jesse, after 26 years of being with him, like I have explained to him.
And so when you say that he's not saying no things to us, are you saying that he's not saying no things to you?
He's not saying it to me or the kids. He doesn't say, I love you.
But
he says that's an emotion that you have explained that people should not say or feel.
But he's not saying it to you especially, right? With all that, especially taking care of kids. You need to hear him say that sometimes?
Yes. I'm not saying every second.
Right.
But it's nice, Jesse, for him to give me a hug. It's nice for him to tell me that, you know what, I appreciate what you're doing with my kids. He doesn't know. I have a therapy place that I've been going there for 6 years for OT and PT. They've never seen him. They don't know who dad is because I have taken 100% of all the responsibility that has to do with the kids because he was working and I didn't expect him to come home tired to deal with kids.
But you're not. You have not taken 100%. He's doing his 50. You're doing your 50. He's taking care.
He is
taking care of you. So you're not taking 100%.
Well, I'm not taking 100%. But when he comes home, he doesn't have to. He doesn't interact with him at all.
And your question for me is what?
Your question. My question for you is, how do I speak to him? How do I let him know these things? Every time that I go to speak to him, he gets up and he walks away. Or he says that you know, I get frustrated because I'm like, the same way that I'm explaining
He said, you get frustrated?
I get frustrated because he walks away from me.
And
he doesn't want to hear it.
He doesn't want to hear what?
What I have to say to him, what I just explained.
Oh, I see, about why he's not emotional anymore like that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And it's not another. And it's not another girl. It's not. I know it's not.
Nice.
There's no question. It doesn't run through my mind at all.
Right.
It's not.
So let me ask: why do you need him to say and be emotional with you?
Because it feels, you feel validated by him. I guess, you know, I don't know. He's very...
So why do you, how do you know you want those things if you don't know why you want them?
I want them because, you know, I guess maybe it's a pat on the back, or maybe it's just like an emotional support that women need, because there's certain things that women need.
Why do you need that?
And I knew you were going to ask me that because I don't know. I guess women need that. Men are more
mental. No, why do you need it?
Auditory.
Why do you need it?
I already told you. I need it because I to feel appreciated, to feel support, to feel that, you know, that he does care about me.
And why do you need thrills to feel important or appreciated when it's just a thrill?
I told him, I have asked him, I said, do you love me? Do you still want to be here? Because I want you happy.
But why you need to ask him that when he's there, he's still providing, he's not cheating. Why do you need those emotional thrills?
Because sometimes it's nice to get a hug, Jesse.
But why?
Human touch.
Why?
Because it feels good.
Maybe and why do you, what's wrong with you that you need a thrill to feel good? Why are you not, why are you feeling bad?
Because, I guess because I have a lot going on, you know, mentally and emotionally with my two children.
And so instead of trying to get more emotions, some more emotions and thrill, why not overcome that?
Maybe I should.
I'm asking, why don't you? Why don't you?
I didn't think about that. And maybe that's why I'm calling you.
Yeah. And why haven't you thought about it? Why are you haven't you questioned yourself? Why do I need thrills for my husband? My husband doing what he does, supposed to do. I'm doing what I do. Why do I need a thrill? What's wrong with me? I need to feel something about all this. Why haven't you questioned that of yourself?
No, I didn't question that.
And why not?
He told me. He says, why do you need that? Why do you need for me to tell you that I love you? Why do you need for me to give you a hug? Why do you need for me to, you know, do any thoughtful thing for you?
And when he asked you that, what did you say?
Because I say that's how people express themselves.
But
that's a way of expressing that you care for somebody.
No, that's a way of giving. That's a way of getting ego thrill. It doesn't mean you care about the person at all. It's for people who are into that kind of stuff. It's about themselves. It's not about the person. You feel good because you're showing this person you love them. You feel good because of this. It's just all ego. It's not even you. And it's not for the it's never for the other person. It's for self.
And maybe because he listens to your show, he doesn't have an ego anymore.
And so why don't you get rid of your ego then?
I'm trying. I've been trying.
I'm
standing in front of him and I'm telling him and I'm being vulnerable and I'm telling him these things, you know, to me, I feel like I have my guards down at that moment. And I'm not really worrying about what he's saying.
That's not how you overcome the ego. What the?
Well.
You want to overcome the ego?
Yes.
Because all the things you're complaining about so far is about you. It's not about him. And that is your hell that's inside of you. It has nothing to do with your husband. Because your husband can go to work, provide, never cheat, and shower you with all that other feel stuff, and it still won't do any good for you, but bring out more hell in you. Because the more you want.
No, that's not true, because he provides. He provides the bill.
Right.
But he doesn't give me money. He does not give me money for things that I need. And I've never asked him in 26 years that we've been together.
Do you want to overcome your hell?
Yeah, I do. But you're making it seem like he's just this perfect guy.
I'm not making it seem like anything. I'm just responding to what you have said about him. I'm not making him seem any kind of way. I don't know your husband. But let me ask, do you want to overcome your hell?
Yes, I would like to.
Then you need to start working on your hell. You got to forgive your mother because you become like your mother. And you're doing to your husband and the children what your mother has done to you. You're giving them your hell.
Actually, I have forgiven my mother.
Did you tell her?
Yes.
Then why did you say no?
No, I never said no. I was listening to you. I actually forgave her. Actually, I don't even see my mother, and she lives 20 minutes away.
Did you go to her? You went to her and forgave her?
Yes.
And what did she say?
She said that she laughed. She thought it was funny, and she told me that she didn't think there was anything that I needed to forgive her about. And I said, no, there's a lot of things.
And how about your father?
Yeah, I've forgiven him as well.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I do meditation and I do prayer.
Have you done the silent prayer?
No.
Why not?
He does.
Why not?
Because I haven't focused on it.
Do you want to be free?
Yes.
Then you need to focus, put the prayer first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his right way, and you will overcome your hell. All of your hell is inside of you, and you're trying to make your husband be, and it's not you, of course, but the hell in you, trying to make your family be a part of your hell so it can destroy your family. And your so you got to, here's what I recommend. I'm telling you, if you do this, Bella, your life will become amazing. You got to stop trying to make your husband give you something that he cannot give. Only God can give you this. And he's not going to, you got to be still so that he can take over and take you out of your misery, meaning this emotions are evil. Good, feel good emotions are evil, and feel bad emotions are evil. They're both the same. And you're too involved in evil. And you're calling it you. You think it's something you want. But that's what evil want in you, so it can dwell, continue to dwell in you.
Okay, but Justin, let me give you.
What do you think about that first, before you go to somebody else in your thought right now? What do you think about that?
It makes a lot of sense.
So why don't you do that?
I will.
And stop trying to make your husband come into your hell again.
I will. Now. What about when...
You don't mean that. You just want to rush to your next comment. But go ahead.
No, just one thing. Well, like, okay, for example, he asked me to do something for him, and I immediately do it. Like, I'll take care of everything. I pay all the bills. I take care of everything. But when I ask him to do me a favor, he forgets and he doesn't do it. But I take importance to everything that he asked me to do. Like, hey, can you stop over here and get me this? Can you order this for me? Can you get that for me? And it's like a list of things that I have to do for him. And I do it, and I do it happily. And I never try to bother him because I know that he's busy. But then when I do need that one favor, why is it that when I ask, he totally just disregards it, doesn't even think about it? And it's something important, obviously.
And why does it bother you that he won't do you a favor?
Because I feel like we need to support each other.
And why do you feel that way? And see, that's why you're reacting that way, because you have this idea, we are a unit. He needs to do it this way. He needs to do it that way. We are a unit. If you're going to do a favor for him, just do the favor for him, expecting nothing in return. You are expecting something in return, and that's not love.
Because I feel like it should be like 50-50, because that's what they teach you.
They lied to you.
When you get married, you have to do like a retreat, because we're Catholic. So you do this retreat, and this is what they tell you.
They lied.
A marriage is a unit. It's 50-50.
They lied to you. They lied to you. That's not true.
It's kind of like the other caller that you had right before mine, with the whole abortion issue. It's things that they have drilled in you that this is how it should be.
Right.
And then you think this is the way that it is.
Right.
And then you're kind of living in your own hell that was produced by, you know, other individuals.
Right. Your parents, the teachers, the preachers,
the priest,
the pope, your little friends. You got to overcome the world. Those ideas would do nothing but destroy you. Because they are false ideas. They are ego made up ideas straight out of hell. So you got to work on you, Bella, so you can overcome the world.
So give without expecting.
Yes.
And just stay
and just
where
simply
I'm at right now.
Keep your eyes on you. Take them off of your husband. Take the stone out of your own eyes rather than trying to take them out of your husband's eyes.
Okay.
Take your eyes off your husband, Bella. And do the do my silent prayer so you can be aware of all these things in your imagination that is not you, and they will be taken away from you. And life will work
Jesse,
amazingly for you.
Jesse, and how do I help him with the drinking? He drinks.
You help him
evening.
By staying out of his business. You can't help him. Stop trying to help him. You can't even help yourself. Look at your hair.
So then just leave him like that, just drinking in the evenings and just...
Bella, stay out of his business and work on you and let him work on himself.
Okay.
Stop,
thank you.
And stop trying to save him. You can't save anyone. You can't even save yourself. What the?
No, I'm drowning. I'm drowning. Amazing. I'm drowning here. But I'm glad that I called you because you put things into perspective. So
yeah, just focus on you. It's not your job to try to save your husband or my job or anyone. It's not his job to try to save you, my job or anyone. You got to save yourself. I'm pointing you back, and he sounds like he's pointing you back to the source that will save you. And you got to work on you.
I will. I'm glad. Like I said, I'm glad that I called you.
Yeah.
I needed some guidance.
I understand. I want you to do my silent prayer so you can stay present with the light, with the truth, with God, and God will save you.
I know he will. He's been good to me.
If you believe that, then stop bitching to your husband.
I will. I just, you know, I thought him, you know, sometimes you just, want
to
hug. You know, he doesn't hug.
No, he doesn't want a hug. Don't ever want a hug.
He doesn't say anything. I know, but...
You don't need him to say anything. That's all ego. That's not love. And the feelings that making you want that are evil. Those are evil spirits inside of you that make you want that so you can bitch about it and then... You're reaching the wrong thing for it. Don't stop it. This is all ego. Emotions are evil. Good emotions are evil. Bad emotions are evil. And you stop participating in them by wanting that.
Okay.
It's like the more you give, the more I want. I can't get enough of your love, babe. No.
Amazing. What the?
What?
I think you even sang to me. Very nice.
So that's...
No, like I said, I appreciate. I'm glad that I called you because now I know that emotions are not good.
They're not. But all that wanted for emotions are pure evil and all demons. It's not of God. It's not of God, and it's not of you.
And that's why he's like a block of ice. So I need to turn the same way. That you know, show no emotion.
You don't do it because of how he's acting or not acting. You do it because you want to overcome your hell.
Right, but I'm saying he listens to your show. He doesn't miss. He's going to listen to this. So he's happy. He's probably laughing at this point. Because he's like, yeah, Jesse got my back. You know, but...
How do you know he's thinking that? You don't know if he's thinking that or not. You listen to the devil right now.
Jesse, I've been with him for 27 years.
Don't know what he's thinking right now. Just because for the last 20 years, even this morning, he could have been thinking that. But that doesn't mean he's thinking that now.
No. Because he hasn't completely removed his ego. He's working on it.
But you don't know that because you have not removed yours.
Oh, you're right. So thoughts are bad because he always says get out of your thoughts because that's what Jesse says.
Bella,
yeah.
Stop trying to control your husband and do what you want him to do and work on you. You try to control your husband. You try to make your husband do what you want him to do, the way you want him to do it, and when you want him to do it. You try to control him while Satan is controlling you.
You're right. It's true. It's true because I want him to say it. He won't say it, which is a good thing. You know,
right. He should not say it, especially when you want him to say it. When he says it, and if he says it, it should come from him, not from you wanting him to say it.
Yeah, no, he won't say it, but...
And you try to control him.
I am. Yeah, you're right.
Back off.
You're definitely right. And I didn't see it like that, so I'm glad that I called you. And I mentioned this to my son, and he was like, Mom, are you sure you're going to do this? And I said, well, I think he's going to give me the right advice. I said, as crazy as this might sound, I am going to give him a call.
Who is dumber?
I don't regret it.
My biblical question, who is dumber, men or women?
Yeah. Women, Jesse. Ding, ding, ding. I got it right.
And why do you say women?
Oh.
Why do you say women?
Because I've been... Whether you believe me or not, I've been working on myself little by little. I'm getting there through my husband when he shares with me what he learns from your show. So I've been learning a lot, okay? But it takes time. People don't change, light switch here. Hey, I don't have an ego anymore. It takes time. But I am around a lot of moms. I am a lot around women. I know how they are. They're just...
No. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you. So listen, do the silent prayer. Keep your eyes on you. And when those feelings come up, the devil tell you, oh, look at your husband. He's not telling you he love you. And you're running around with these kids and you're doing this and you're doing that. And you do all these favors for him, but he won't even get you a cup of water. You listen to the devil.
Well, thank you, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. I'll call you back. Thank you.
You're welcome, Deborah. Bella.
Bye.
Bye now. What a mess. You are your own world, adults. And nobody is obligated to make you feel something in your world. No one. Your husband, your wife, and no one else. You are responsible for your world. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
DJ bought a coffee. Jesse, have you noticed that the word danger is one letter off from the word anger?
No, I haven't.
That's deep.
Interesting. Thank you.
Bill West donated a diamond. For 110 years, the Federal Reserve is the government.
What?
For 110 years, the Federal Reserve is the government.
Oh, what a mess. Thank you. Yeah, what a mess.
Donnie Girl's idea. Waking up every morning and I do the silent prayer before coffee. Thank you, Jesse. I love God and want to know him more. I do it again before bed and know it will get easier. Thank you.
The greatest sin is to forget. So do not forget to stay present. It's the greatest sin. Do not forget to stay present. Be present. Be here and now at all times. Be present. Thank you.
Urinal chills. What Jesse says is 100%. I'm 47. Never thought I would get to the point that I would not care about what others are doing or thinking of me when I forgave my mom, pop, and stepmom 9 years ago.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby with a diamond alt writing, also no message.
Thank you. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. 888-77-DISC. Quick break.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the
best counseling service on this side of
the Treasure Chest is now open on D-Line.
Men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. I want to finish those super chats, then get straight to the calls. And somebody going to pick the phone up in a minute over there for out there, so be patient. 888-775-3773. Announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour at 9 a.m. Pacific time. James Hake is on fire. And he's wearing today the Amazing Tar Baby shirt. Amazing Tar Baby. And also, from 9 to 11, the Hake Report. And then and you can get that shirt at rebuildingdemand.com/store. Rebuildingdemand.com/store. Also, after the Hake Report, at 11 a.m., from 9 to 11 a.m., the Hake Report. After that, Joel Friday TV. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. 11 a.m. Pacific time, all right? At 12 noon, after Joel Friday TV, he be like, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Energy given to him by God. Amazing, huh? And Cameo shout outs. Go to birthday shout outs, wedding, congratulations, anniversaries, or whatever. Congratulations and everything. I'll do them for you on go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I said the Treasure Chest is open, right? Or did I? Treasure Chest is open. And I got to do the open for Man Who Is On. I have it now. It is Wednesday, the last hour of the show today. Every Wednesday, last hour of the show is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Galeeb, you've always wanted to be a background dancer, and what are you now?
A dentist.
A dentist! And whose dream was that?
My mom's.
Richard, yeah. You're still afraid of your mom. It's kind of like I'm not even hanging out with my friends. It's like I'm hanging out with your moms.
What are you talking about?
Then we're happy in our current role. But what I think we have to do as women is to step outside of that role and understand we also need to lead.
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
Yeah, and the like reason you. We need to lead is because we have fresh ideas.
One of the things that they propose is black folk not have to pay taxes.
And we understand how to listen.
And they don't say racist things, but what they say is, they don't like something I said.
See, you don't need to be afraid of your moms.
Did you forgive your mother?
I'm working on it, man. I'm trying.
Amazing. You got all men and women. All. There's not one. If you want to be free, you got to forgive your mothers and return to your fathers. There's no way around it. Sorry. Well, I'm not sorry, but I'm letting you know there's no way around it. Before you can enter into the kingdom of heaven within, you must forgive. It ain't going to work. You can read the Bible until the cows come home. You can hoop and holler until the cows come home. You can go down to the front of the church and accept Jesus until the cows come home, and you'll still be lost. You will still be miserable. You will still be jealous, suicidal, revengeful, gossiping, lost. You will still have fear and doubt and worry and insecurity. And you will have no love for anyone, not even yourself. It just ain't going to work. You, in order to enter into perfect peace, you must enter into the kingdom of heaven within. And you're not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven within until you can see you're wrong for having anger, because you're judging, you hate, you're playing God. And as long as you play God, you ain't going to know God. You may know about him. You may read about him. You may hear about him. You may even think about him. But it's just thoughts. That's all it is. Just thoughts. It's just a thought. And you will still be miserable. Right in your hell. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, let's finish those super chat. And then I get to the phone call.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Thank you, Dawn, Bill, Wes, DJ, and the rest for those supports. Let's see. Over on... also on Rumble, Dawn says Jill Biden was Hunter's babysitter and only 15 years old. The left is depraved and have no shame.
Thank you.
Interesting. Someone bought five coffees. Respond to the biblical question.
Who's dumber, men or women?
Men and women are dumb. Adam and Eve, Adam listened to Eve, and that is why we are in the mess we're in. Eve listened to the serpent, and women in pain when giving birth. Overall, men are dumb because they listen to the women. Thanks, Jesse, for the advice about my husband. Looking at dirty pictures online, still working on myself.
And the question is, who are dumber or not? Who is the same dumber?
Yeah, I think that she's saying overall men are dumber because they listen to the women.
Are you feeling that in yourself, or is that what she's saying?
She says overall men are dumb. Men are dumb.
So she's saying men are dumber than women?
Sounds.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the five coffees.
Yeah. Thank you.
The key bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
Who are dumber, men or women?
The one who rebels against the father is the dumbest. Be not deceived. The father is no respecter of persons.
And so is that the man or the woman?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
See on C, three coffees. Why focus on Hunter Biden when the country's about to go into depression mode? So if he got convicted, why don't his dad get convicted too? They're all in on it. Jesse, I'm losing to be on my way to skeleton mode with no backside, and my second boyfriend don't think it's a good idea. He's been trying to have me eat cornbread. Crying emoji. Tears.
I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. And it's all because of you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sion.
Yeah, thank you, Sion.
TMI. No fear, just faith bought our coffee. My answer to the biblical question.
Who are dumber, men or women?
God created men, but then God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make a helpmate for him. Why? Because even God knew men were not as smart as women. Men are big dummies. Your Honor, I rest my case. Three smiley emojis.
I rest my case. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
No Fear, Just Faith sings, this is a man's world.
But it wouldn't be nothing.
Nothing.
Without a woman or girl.
The late, great James Brown.
Amazing. Thank you.
See you on See Another Coffee. I think the men are dumber. It sounds like a biblical question and answer.
Who is dumber, men or women?
I think the men are dumber. Women are more conniving and tactical. So they will find a way to manipulate things, even though the devil works through the women, and she's dumb for listening to him. Crazy face emoji, tongue sticking out. And Jeffrey Dahmer, Jeffrey Dummy, P.S. Hank is a honky.
And so who is dumber, in their opinion?
Men.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ralph, 15 coffees. No message.
Thank you, Ralph.
Yeah. Big Daddy bought a coffee. I just found this. We should get the word out. Pansies hate Republicans.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you. I think everybody knows that by now. But it's nice to remind them. Thank you.
Scotty Ben, 1,000. Jesse! Why is it every time you meet a mother with an autistic child, quote unquote, the mother is the most bat spit person you've seen in months? Coincidence?
I don't know, but a good question. Thank you.
Not a victim's bottle of coffee. Give me love. Give me sweet love. My question is a biblical question. Why, if the man can't stop himself from ego tripping and lusting, the Bible says get married. What is that supposed to be like? And why does the ego stop tripping and lusting?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Amazing. Thank you.
Dan, the man can 3 coffees. Hey, Jesse, what do you think of this verse from Ecclesiasticus? You've quoted Ecclesiasticus before.
I have.
Sirach, also known as Orthodox Bible. Better is the wickedness of a man than a woman who does good. It is a woman who brings shame and disgrace.
Amazing. The hell come through the woman. Satan is the woman's God until she returns to the Father.
Yeah, even the Bible, the normal Bible says your righteousness is like filthy rags.
Yep.
Obedient,
thank you.
Three coffees from Obedient Wife. Jesse, I admire your wisdom. How can I obey my husband if he isn't leading and is always angry, claiming his anger is justified? How do I obey without clear instructions? Thanks. Amazing.
By working on you and live from within, and your instruction will come from there. Amazing. Thank you.
Also from, Buy Me a Coffee. Come on. Prince Vibes says, my marriage is the opposite of that caller. If I don't meet his emotional needs, it means I don't love and respect him. If I try and explain he shouldn't want or expect anything from me, he gets ticked. What the?
Sound like you're married to his mama. What the? But just keep your eyes on you and let him stay in his hell, and you do what's right. Be right, and you will see it if you stay with you. Amazing. Don't judge him.
Very generous donation. Rumble rant from Jen Mull on Rumble.
Thank you.
Jesse Lee Peterson, Rumble. Thank you, Jesse and team. This is where I get my daily bread. What a blessing.
Right on. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Thank you for your support. Appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing.
Oh, shout out to the top contributors. My bag.
I'm about to say, did I open the treasure chest?
Well, the treasure chest is irrelevant to the top contributors.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
It's just redistribution. Evgeny nice. Crosby, Bill West, 555555565, Kid Combo 1.0, and the rest of the people. Thank you, guys, for the lemons and diamonds. Appreciate it.
Nice.
Nice.
Thank you all. What is that little thing Joya want us to play? A promo or something? Joya want us to play a promo. I have not seen it, but here it is. Oh, y'all have it. All right, come
a
back
woman
to,
from Atmore is living her dream, representing the state of Alabama in the National American Miss Program.
I hope that they learn that no matter what your body looks like, no matter where you come from, you can do anything that you set your mind to.
You can't
it's
even
that
walk
kind
down
of
and walk.
Be overweight.
I don't understand why it's necessary for them to lie.
Out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Look like he ate Alabama. No.
She was bigger than all four of those other women.
And she walking down that aisle alone, so tired. Woo. How long is the runway?
She sweat. I sweat a lot. She sweat more than me.
She like, could you cut the runway in half?
Can you give me one of those carts?
Oh.
Bring in the shopping carts.
JLP Network is amazing. Subscribe and follow JLP Network on YouTube and Instagram. Let me go quickly to Miguel, a first-time call out of Florida. Miguel, thank you for calling. Thanks for holding you on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Jesse.
Yes,
how are you
sir.
Doing?
All is well.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm calling because ever since I started listening to your show, my whole world has changed. And I started realizing all the things that I used to believe about the women in my world, that all of it was pretty much true. But the women in my world had convinced me pretty much otherwise. And my mom severely imposed her will on me as a child. And
you say your mother did that?
My father. Yes, sir.
Yeah, stay with your phone. Okay, go ahead. Stay close to your phone.
Yes, and he turned me against my father, and I'd resented him for so long. I had no one to turn to, so.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to reestablish connection with my parents again and realizing that I don't know that it's the right thing to do. So I went to my mother, and I forgave her, and I forgave my father. And now they've turned away from me again. And I don't think it'll ever be the same again. And I've been married for 10 years, and I've imposed my will on my family the same way my mom did to me.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've turned my wife against my judgment. But I have been doing the silent prayer. You know, about 10, 12 years ago, I read The Power of Now, and I understood the issues with the ego. And all they ever did was create another ego for me, as if I knew better than anyone else. And I
yeah.
have been terrible at calling people out and not paying attention to myself. And I'm almost alone because of it. So I'm trying to make things right.
By doing what?
My wife. Well, doing the silent prayer, and but you have to understand, like, I even made this phone call because of intense emotion I got from one of your previous callers.
And you said, but you're about to say, but your wife what? You try to do things right, but your wife what?
I married my second wife. She had a child already.
Big
She's
mistake.
Older than me.
She's older than you?
She's older. She has a child, and
how much older?
3 years, 2 years.
And why did you marry a woman already had children or a child, and older than you? Why did you marry your mama?
That's a good question, Jesse. I just thought I could make her better. It's the same thing I did with my mom growing up. She blamed my father for everything, and she wanted me to take care of her and give her the love that my father couldn't.
He made you her husband.
That's right. That's right. And I told her about that, and I think it freaked her out. I think she knew I was right.
Yeah.
So now she's gone, and my daddy, who used to, he always told me you can't give a woman everything. He was always right. Well, he got sick, and I think he started thinking all those thoughts were hurting him. So now he succumbed to my mother's will as well. And anyway, it's a whole mess, Jesse. But
because of time, your question for me is what?
My question for you is, I forgave my mom. I still have a little bit of anger and resentment. and I'm just trying to release it. Some days are really good, and then other days are just like it's on top of me.
And your question is what?
What should I, how, first, how can I make it right in my home? Is it just fixing myself? Because to be honest, I just feel like all the women in my family do not want me to be thinking the way that I'm thinking right now and pulling away emotionally.
And so when you say you're home with this woman is older than you who already has a child?
Right. And we also have a child of 9 years.
Oh, you have a child with her too?
Yes.
Amazing. Here's what I recommend. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Every morning, every night?
For the most part, yes. This morning I didn't do it, but
do the silent prayer every morning, every night, and then just watch those thoughts and emotions. Don't do anything about it. Don't argue with them. Don't call them you. Don't identify with them. Don't answer to them. Just watch them. All you need to do, God is trying to save you from them. That's what it means to come to Him as you are. Emotional, with fear and doubt and trembling, and He will save you from it. So you got to let Him take those evil spirits away from you by you allowing them to be there and watch them and don't call them you. And He will take them away. And as far as your parents and this woman you were, you forgive them and just work on you. Don't resent them. They cannot help themselves. But do not try to make amends with them at all. You'll be making amends with the devil. Because if they had any love, they wouldn't be holding anything against you either. So just forgive them. What?
Should I let them go?
100%. Is that the devil talking? 100%. Don't be afraid to let anything go that's too important to you or anyone. You don't want any other God but God. So wish them well. Just don't be angry at them. They cannot help themselves, right? Just like you can't help yourself. So don't judge them. Don't resent them. Don't gossip. Don't try to hurt them. But you move on and work on you and live your life.
Okay.
Do the silent prayer. Live your life. You should not be married to an older woman. But since you have a child with her, I'm not going to tell you to leave. I'm going to tell you to leave her. But since you have a child, the child may need you there since you're already there. But just work on you and feel the emotions, but don't call the emotion you. The emotions are not you. They're not from God. They're straight out of hell because you've been living in your imagination. You were traumatized by your mother. Forgive and you'll be fine, man. But just watch those thoughts, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesse.
And just work on that and let those people go. Those people are not your real family anyway. Your blood family is not your true family. Your true family are those who have truly returned to the Father, not the person saying, that, oh, I believe in Jesus. Not them, but the ones that have truly returned to the Father have nothing but love.
I think that's why everyone feels like you're their dad.
Why?
I appreciate you coming to the Lord like that and spreading your message because it's strong and it saves people. Appreciate it.
And God is allowing you to see that because He's drawing you back home to Him as well. All right?
All right.
Let me know how it goes.
I will do. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. Let me go to Tanner, our first-time caller out of Oklahoma. Tanner, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Tanner.
What's up, man?
All is well.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Real fast.
Are you a Christian?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I am a Christian. I'm a Christian. I am a Christian. I know what you mean when you ask, but I am a Christian. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. And so I have a quick question for you. Whenever you counsel people on your show, you know, you talk about returning to the Father.
Yes.
And I want to know, I've been watching you for some time. It sounds like when you say that, you're talking about like a physical father, right? Like your daddy.
Right.
And so what I want to know is, are you talking about God, or are you talking about returning to your daddy as your person, your father on earth?
I want you to call me back tomorrow on this, because I'm out of time, because it's Bob Thumping Thursday tomorrow. But you're never going to return to your spiritual father until you return to your physical father. It's not going to happen.
Oh. All right, well, I will call you for Bible Thumping Thursday, but can I say one last thing?
Do you
thing?
Believe that?
Well, so what I believe, sir,
do you
that
believe that?
No.
Okay, call me about it tomorrow, okay?
Okay, I'll right. call you tomorrow.
Thank you, buddy. I am so out of time. Lord, have mercy. Get on that straight and narrow, folks, and stay there. No matter what, men and women, you got to do the same, ladies. You must forgive your mother and your father in order to return to God. All right? Forgive and you shall be forgiven. What? Come on. Hate got a something. What? Turn on the mic. What?
One more Super Chat. Jitsu James bought a coffee. Is next week's biblical question going to be, who has smellier armpits, men or women? Laughing face. This week seemed silly and fun. I loved it.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I just wanted to get the super chat.
Hate coming up. Thank you, Hate.
Yeah.
Hate coming up. And then after Hate, Joel Friday. And then the American Anchor Baby. Deborah, Josh, and somebody who dropped, and somebody else who dropped. I'm out of time. Excuse me. But I'll be back tomorrow, if the Lord is willing. And the creeds don't rise. Baba Thumper Thursday tomorrow. Take care. Bye. Amazing.
I'm losing my voice.
I've been talking too much. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Other than sex, I wonder, why would a man even need a woman today? Women don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They're in competition with men. They don't want to be wives and mothers. Some want to get married, but they don't want to live in that proper position of life. Because the only purpose of marriage is to have a family. And that's been known forever. And so if you don't want to have children, there is no need to get married. And so I was wondering, why would a man even get married today? I never thought I'd see the day when women would be come out of her natural role and be like a man. Even though she hate that role, when she was with a man that's weak, she hate him. But if he try to be strong, she'll stop it. I never imagined that. You're seeing good destroyed and abnormal is presented as normal.